Okay. This is the day that we've all been waiting for. How to do the will of God. But we're not going to talk about how to do the will of God. So we're going to disappoint you. One of the interesting things is I could never find a verse in Scripture that tells me how to do the will of God. I can find a verse, I can find several verses, and I'm going to ask you right from the get-go here to help me out. And I can find several verses that tell me to do God's will, or that where I'm asking Him to help me do His will. But I thought it was interesting that I can't find one verse that says, teach me how to do your will. So we've had before us throughout, now that I've said that, you'd be thinking of some verses that talk about doing God's will. And while you're thinking about that, we've talked about the sovereign will of God, that He is in control, that He does what it pleases Him to do, and He has a right to do that which pleases Him to do. We've talked about the declarative and the prescriptive will of God. And now yesterday we saw it in the person of the Lord Jesus. And one of the things that have always been helpful to me in thinking about my own life is studying the life of the Lord Jesus. As you study the life of the Lord Jesus and you see how He was surrendered to God, then it helps you to be willing to be surrendered to God. And that's really where we're headed today. Is not so much how to, as much as am I. Am I? Not how can I, but am I surrendered to God? Because that's really the key, I believe, to following after the will of God. So the first half of the today's session, what we'd like to do is look at some verses. And we're going to try to come up with some verses together and have a discussion on some verses that will help us in this manner of doing God's will. And I have some verses in mind. We have some verses in mind, but we want to hear from you. Then we're going to spend the second half in looking at some what I term as not some verses of how to as much as some spokes. If you think of there's at least six spokes to help us turn the wheel of God's will.
It's a great illustration.
In our life. So six spokes we want to look at to help turn that wheel of God's will in our life. Not so much how to's and you know, okay, now we know how and, you know, seven easy steps and now we've got it and boy, it's so clear now. But seven spokes in the wheel to turn God's will for me to follow after. So that's the second half. Right now, let's think about some verses, and I have some. Don't worry, I have a whole list. So if you can't come up with any, I do. But so does Sam. What about, can we come up with some verses on asking the Lord to help us do what He's already indicated in His Word? We had those five or six things, two days ago, those five or six things. This is the will of God. So it's not so much how to, it's manner, am I going to do it? Am I doing those things that He's already showed me to do? Because He's not going to show us any more than what He's already shown us. And once we obey that, then He's going to show us the next step. So let's Lars, start us off.
My concordance has one. So Psalm 143, verse 10. Yep. And while you turn there, I'll start reading from verse 7.
I'm already there.
Answer me quickly, O Lord. My spirit fails. Do not hide your face from me, or I will be like those who go down to the pit. Let the morning bring me word of your unfailing love, for I have put my trust in you. Show me the way I should go, for to you I lift up my soul. Rescue me from my enemies, Lord, for I hide myself in you. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. May your good spirit lead me on level ground.
Okay. You want to give us a commentary on that verse? Okay. Okay.
I have one other example. Because he said, you want to read that verse one more time?
Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. May your good spirit lead me on level ground.
He's talking about teaching him, and the thought of showing is something I thought of too in that verse. And just one example, if we could look at, from Paul. So maybe not necessarily like the Lord Jesus necessarily telling us how to do his will. Are we trying to figure out, because so many times I've heard, where should I go to college? Should I go to this college or that college? Where does God want me to go? Should I do this job or that job? Pursue this career? Should I be in the Lord's work? Should I go overseas? You know, what does the Lord want me to do? And sometimes I think that might be the wrong question. And kind of what I mean by that is, if we could just look at one example of when Paul, his conversion in Acts 9, just how he responded to his calling. And he didn't necessarily know what he was necessarily being called to right away. But it says, and I'll just start in, let's see, kind of verse, I'll go to 9 verse 4, or I'll start at verse 3. As he was traveling, it happened that he was approaching Damascus, and suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him. And he fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? And he said, Who are you, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. And Jesus tells him, But get up and enter the city, and it will be told you what you must do. So Jesus is telling him what he must do. Does Paul know what he's going to do? No. Does Paul refute him? No, he just does it. He just goes. And the funny thing, I think, is you go a little bit farther, then Ananias gets a vision. And the Lord says to him in verse 11, and the Lord said to him, Get up and go to the street called Straight and inquire at the house of Judas for a man from Tarsus named Saul, for he is praying. And he has seen in a vision a man named Ananias come in and lay his hands on him so that he might regain his sight. Now, I think it's interesting how Paul responded to Jesus. Now, look how Ananias responds to him. But he answered, Lord, I have heard from many about this man, how much harm he did to your saints at Jerusalem. And here he has authority from the chief priest to bind all who call on your name. And the Lord said to him again, he already told him once to go. He has to tell him to go twice. And I think it's interesting how Paul just immediately obeyed. So you get the idea of being obedient to the things of the Lord, what he's asked us to do, what we've already talked about this week that's been revealed to us. And I think as we're obedient to that, we will see the Lord's will worked out in our lives for him. So that's just one example I thought was a good example of just being obedient.